Senator Woodsum, Representative Berry, Jay Morency. I've been in Maine for 22 years, but only on Monhegan since 2014, and that's been actually seasonal as well. I own the Island Inn at the top of the hill with my husband, and I can assure you it's all going quite well. The island is more than ever we ever expected getting there. But today I'm here to represent that committee, the Benefits Committee, that was formed, and to tell you about the work that they've been doing and that the progress that that committee is making that will allow you to be more assured and oppose this bill for LD 1262. The committee, as you heard from Tara and others, started in July of 2016 after the plantation actually voted to have the committee formed. There are eight of us on it. In this past year, we've spent quite a bit of time finding out more information because it gets quite technical in terms of the energy that can be produced, how much will be produced, when will we get it, the financial implications of that to the island, the reliability of that energy, the alternatives that we could possibly move to instead of taking a cable. So we're weighing all of those things, and we found that we would need some expertise from the outside to help us with that. So we have already found three different experts that are working on various pieces of that for us. And then coincident with that, we've also been doing some due diligence with the community and put together a framework of all of the assets that Monhegan has and the needs that Monhegan has, speaking to the long-term sustainability of the island and for our children, and what do we really need beyond even just electricity and fiber optics and everything else. I believe that framework was attached to Tara Heyer's testimony today, so you should have that somewhere in your pile. And that was quite extensive, and it was well-received by MAV. They actually came back and broadened significantly what their benefits may possibly look like, and we are beginning that process of going back and forth and negotiating. So the message today is that they're not just throwing money at us. They really are working with us. We are really telling them what we need and what we would like to have that would benefit the whole community, not just for today, but for more than 20 years. We're also discussing what happens after 20 years, because if we take benefits just for 20 years, then after that we'll be probably in worse shape than we are now because we won't even have our plant running anymore and it'll be obsolete. So the message is please oppose this bill. We got it, basically. The islanders are working on doing what can be done to help Monhegan move forward. So thank you.
Thank you. Senator Woodsum.
So the cost of this legal expense and experts, was this
right.
something that the university is paying for? Or?
Actually, the costs are being reimbursed to us. So we hire the experts so that they are our choice, and we work with them. And then we submit the bills back to MAV, and they reimburse us, and they have agreed to do that so that we are working with full knowledge to make our decisions. And so that we're making, you know, wise decisions as opposed to unwise decisions.
Thank you.
And you run a hospitality business. You're not concerned about the impact of the scenic impact on your business?
No, I'm not actually. It's a hotel. We've got 32 rooms. We're like 95% booked year after year. The customers, that guests that we've talked to, like over last summer when all of this was happening, they come to the island for the beauty and the scenic and the birds. And because there are two turbines over on the south end, they are actually, most of them have said, wow, it's just great that you guys are trying to solve your problem and move the world forward at the same time. So we haven't heard a lot of negative from our guests. So hopeful.
Senator Woods.
So does your hotel set view in the windmills, or is it?
We do not, no. We're at the top of the hill on the wharf, and the view is down to the south.
Okay. Thank you very much for your testimony. Up next is Mal Carey from Newcastle.